God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast, and your host is Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us turn our hearts and minds to a prayer. At this time, we're going to have Pastor Sheila to lead us in the opening prayer. Turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord, because I believe that God has a blessing for everyone that is listening.
Amen. With our minds on the Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for grace. Oh, God, we thank you for mercy. We come before you, Lord, humbling ourselves, asking you to please search our hearts, be merciful and compassionate toward us, Lord, and forgive our sins, forgive our shortcomings. Oh, God, we ask that you will lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you right now, Lord. We ask that you will move by your power. Send your anointing, oh God, and send your word tonight. Bless each and every one who's listening in on tonight, God. Let a special blessing come upon them and overtake them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray for healing and for deliverance. We pray for restoration. We pray for you to move by your power and to send miracles, oh God. Send miracles our way. We need a miracle. We need breakthrough. We need your help, Lord God. Send on help tonight.
Yes,
touch,
Lord.
Touch, Lord God. Move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus.
Name
oh,
of
God,
Jesus.
We are depending on you and we are looking unto you. Lord, we ask that you will remember us this night.
Yes, Lord.
Look
Jesus.
On us, oh, Lord Jesus. We are nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. We are down here waiting on you, Lord. We need a touch right now, God. Strengthen us, Lord, where we're weak. And build us up where we're torn down. Oh, my Lord, make us what you'll have us to be. Work on us, oh, God. Mold us, shape us, and form us into vessels of honor. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, remember those on the prayer list. One by one and name by name.
Yes.
Please, Lord, touch them right now, God. Bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of. Please, Lord, move in miraculous ways. Open doors that are shut, Lord. Only you have the power. You have the power to change anyone's heart, regardless of what it may seem or what anyone says. You have the final say. Oh, Lord, and whatsoever your word is and your will, it shall be done. Help
us,
Jesus. Lord, to accept your will. We're asking you right now, God, to look on that soul that's gone astray. Have mercy upon them, Lord.
Mercy.
Touch their mind, touch their heart. Help them to turn from their ways and return unto you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, look on the sinner man tonight, the sinner woman and girl and boy. Have mercy on them, Lord Jesus, and forgive their, blot out their transgressions. Wash away their iniquities. Lord, clean them up and fill them with the Holy Ghost. We know you have the power. You can do all things. Nothing is impossible unto you, oh God. We're asking you to move right now, Lord.
Yes,
in the midst of the congregation, Lord, we're asking that you will send your word the more, that you will minister unto our souls. Feed us, oh God, spiritual food, Lord, and build us the way that you want us to be. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
My God, we ask that you will bless the Gospel Truth broadcast even the more, Lord, that you will let this work grow, let it prosper. Oh, Lord, and let it bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, the souls that are listening, let them be blessed in a special way. Oh, my God, that they may go forth and tell of your goodness and give glory and honor to your name. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know all hearts, oh, God. You know every need.
You know.
We're asking that you will move, oh, my Lord, whoever is listening tonight, that you will reach out to them and speak to their heart, that you will speak to their mind, oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That you will prick somebody's heart, oh, God. Break it up, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Give them the mind and turn their lives over to you. Oh, Lord Jesus, as we go forth to minister in your name, oh, my God, let your glory be revealed. Let your power be made manifest. Lord, please, Jesus, reveal yourself to those souls who don't know you, even those who are listening from around the world. We pray for them right now, Lord, that you will reach their hearts and their minds, oh, God, that you will save and add to the sheepfold. Bring the souls in, Lord Jesus. Have your eternal way. We're asking you to remember those who are incarcerated, Lord, those who are less fortunate, who have no food or shelter. Remember them, Lord Jesus, and provide for them the things that they need. Remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Comfort and console them tonight. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, my God. We believe you right now. Those who are laid up in the hospital, on their sick beds, wherever they may be, God, we know you have the power. You are able to heal them, Lord Jesus. Raise them up, oh God, and make them whole in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we ask that you will bless. Bless us, Lord, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, O God, and we shall be kept. Teach us your ways and how to walk in your statutes. Lord, we ask that you will anoint the speaker on tonight.
Do it, Lord.
That you will send forth your word, O Lord Jesus, send your anointing. Let your word have free course, and let the hearer be blessed, both spiritually, naturally, emotionally, or however the need is, whatever the need is, let the blessing come through your word tonight. We believe it right now, oh God, and we count it as good.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we give you thanks.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
goodness. We thank you
for your
mercy.
Thank you,
Jesus. For hearing our prayer, Lord. We thank
you
for coming to see about us. We
thank
you for stopping by, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for deliverance, for our breakthrough, for our miracles, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you've done, Lord. For what
you're
doing even now.
Thank you,
Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to accept our prayer. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. He knows just what we need. At this time, we will have the scripture reading from Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Please, God, thank God for the prayer on this evening.
Amen.
Thank God for all that has been done. I will be reading from the 106th number of Psalms. That's Psalms 106, the first throughout the fifth verses. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can shew forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the first throughout the fifth verse of the 106th number of Psalms. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the opening scripture on tonight coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And praise the Lord. We will now have a selection and the announcements coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen with the announcements. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5176-81#. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. And you may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsServant1School, and one is O-N-E. And we want to remember those on our prayer list. We have Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley, who is battling cancer. We want to pray for it, all unsaved family members, Andrew Gale, who is battling COVID, Mika Ray, who is also battling COVID, the pastor in Camden, Benitra Blackshirt, that the Lord would save her, India West Benson, Ava Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, and all those who are asking that we continue in prayer for them. At this time, I'm going to sing a portion of this.
Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. So happy to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture that was read. Oh, glory be to God. You know, God, He is to be praised. We are, yes. Praise the name of the Lord and give thanks Amen. To Him because of His goodness toward us. And we ought to just think about how good God has been to us. Make it personal. Think about the goodness of the Lord and how good He has been. All the wonderful works He's done, all the miracles, all the times that you called Him and He was there. Hallelujah. Think about it. Praise God. And just give Him praise. Always remember the Lord and remember the favor He's bestowed upon you. You need no one else deserve to even have the grace of God, but it's given to us freely by God, and it's up to us to accept it. Praise the Lord. I'm just so grateful. I thank God for how He's been blessing. Thank the Lord for this great ministry. I thank God for each one of you who have tuned in. And I'm believing that God is going to bless you tonight through the word of God. And because you continue to pray and to support this ministry, we thank God for that. And I believe God has great blessings in store for you. So I want to encourage you
to always remember the goodness of the Lord and give him the glory and honor that's due to his name. And as you're tuning in, there is some of you calling in here to hear the word of God. Or if you're going online, whatever you, however you are listening in, the blessings are going forth across this broadcast. It's going around the world. God
yes.
is reaching out to souls everywhere. Don't let this blessing pass you by. If you know of someone else, you can share this number. You can tell them to also dial in or go
yes.
online to listen in so that they can be blessed. Praise
yes.
the Lord. And I believe God wants to reach all the people all the way around because he has blessings. There are souls that need to be saved. Oh, glory to God. There are souls that are hurting and they need to have this comfort of the Lord. They need to be healed of
yes.
their sicknesses and diseases.
Amen.
And so if you know of someone who is sick, who is designed to be healed, encourage them to tune in. Because I believe by listening and hearing the word of God, you can be made whole. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
I thank God, and I'm just happy down in my soul. My soul
thank
is stirred
you.
Up. I'm just doing a little for the Lord, and it's an honor and a privilege
Amen.
To be able to minister for God. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God for just giving me this chance. And we have this chance to work
yes.
together, to labor together, to do something for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So I'm not going to prolong the time. We're going to get on out of the way, but I want to encourage you to prepare your heart and your mind to hear the word of God. Focus completely on the word of God and pray while you're listening. Pray and ask the Lord to speak to you, to speak directly to you. And I believe you will hear from the Lord. So now let us pray with our speaker tonight, a dynamic speaker, a woman of God who believes
yes,
in allowing God to have his way and
Amen.
To speak through her. So let us pray along with her and for her. As now I will turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Evangelist. We thank God for this broadcast, for everything that has been said and done thus far to the glory and honor of God. At this time, I'm going to have a short word of prayer. Heavenly Father, pray that you look upon us, that you will touch us, that you will bless us, that you will send your word, send your anointing. Take full control. Give me strength where I'm weak. Help me to press, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let some soul be blessed today, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the word of God in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans 22, verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience, we wait for it. Glory to God. We don't see this hope, but we are saved by hope. And the Bible
yes.
says, but hope that is seen is not hope. If you see it, well, it's not hope. But we mm-hmm. hope for what a man seeth, why do he yet hope. But if we hope for that we see not, that which we cannot see, we don't see. But if we hope for that, then do we with patience, we wait for it. And that's what we, as the people of God, are doing. We are waiting for that blessed hope. Glory to God, we don't see it, but by faith we wait for it, looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And I'm going to read on the 26th verse. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Bible is telling us tonight that also the Spirit of God, it also helpeth our infirmity, our weaknesses, our sicknesses, our frailty. The Spirit of God helpeth us. Glory to God all the time. We don't know how we're going to make it through or what we are going to be going through, but the Spirit itself, it helpeth that weakness that is causing you to slow up sometimes. That's what we do. Glory to God. When we don't see that hope, the devil, he tries to doubt in our mind, but we have to hold fast to that word of God, because God's word is true all by itself. Mm-hmm. And we pray unto the Lord, and the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now the Bible says, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. These groanings can't be uttered. The devil tries to utter, but no. These groanings that come through the Spirit of God and by the Spirit of God, they cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Spirit itself maketh that intercession for us according to God's will, not our will, but according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, praise the Lord, to be conformed to the image of his Son, for that he might be firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. My topic tonight, the title is God foreordained our salvation. He did this before we were even born, before we even thought about ever giving our lives to the Lord. It was foreordained from the beginning of time. Glory to God, the Lord already had it fixed for his people that we could be introduced to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And my theme is the grace of God. It's God's grace that did this work for us. It was nothing that we did that was so well. No, because we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We were sinners and we were wretches undone. But the Lord God Almighty had already ordained it from the beginning of time, who he was going to save, who was going to receive that salvation of God. He already knew all about it. We knew nothing. We didn't know anything about it. Glory to God. The scripture reads on to say, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, then he also justified. God is the one that called us, and God is the one that justified us. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. After he justified us, he glorified us. Glory to God. We are nothing. We didn't do anything to deserve this grace and this mercy. But the Bible tells us in Romans, the 5th chapter, in the 1st verse, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Glory to God, this grace of God, the mercy of God, that spontaneous favor. The Lord did this for us. He didn't have to do it, but because of his grace and his mercy, God did it for us, whom he called, oh my God, and whom he justified. God did it, and not we ourselves, but God is the one who did this great work for his people. Glory to God. The Bible says, he that spared not his own son, glory to God. We'll back up to verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Sometimes the devil, he will rise up and try to go against us. But if God be for us, who can be against us? God is on our side. God is the one that made the way for us. He's the one that brought us up out of the horrible pit when we were running in sin. We were shaping in sin and iniquity. Glory to God, we didn't have our minds on the Lord. But God, in his precious grace, he looked down on us with a pitiful eye and had mercy on us. And he called us, and he justified us, and he made us his own. Glory to God. And the Bible says, and he that spared not his own son delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. The devil, he tries to lay things at our charge. We are the effects of God, and the devil himself tries to lay these different situations toward the elect of God. But the Bible said it is God that justifies. It's not us. It's no one else. But it's God that justifies us. And who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that he is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Glory to God. And who is he that condemneth? People will try to condemn you. Glory to God. God only let Satan tries to condemn them, but it is Christ that died for us. They didn't die for us. Their brothers, their sister, mother, father, whoever they are, they did not die for us. It is Christ that died. yea, rather that is risen again. He died, but he is risen. Glory to God, he is set down at the right hand of the throne of the Father. And he is the one that maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distraction, because you're going through tests and trials, because you're being tried, or is it distress? Glory to God, I tell you, the times that we are living in right now, there is so much distress, so much anxiety. People don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do. But God, he has the power in his hand, and we can go to God. Whoever can go to God, doesn't matter where you come from, doesn't matter your skin color, doesn't matter your ethnicity, but you can go to God, and God can set this grace upon your soul as he did for his own elect and the people of God. So the Bible says, or persecution, because you're being persecuted, because you're being afflicted and going through different things, don't let cause you to stop serving the Lord. Don't let it keep you from giving your life unto the Lord. Will famine, are you going to let famine because you don't have anything to eat? Are you going to let that stop you from coming to God? Glory to God. God is a provider. I heard the psalmist David say, I am old. He had never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his bread. Glory to God. He hadn't seen them hungry. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. I know Satan is a liar, but God,
yes, he
has not forsaken his own. He's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I never seen it. Glory to God. There have been times when we were down to our last meal, but the Lord God Almighty provided us a way. I didn't have to go and ask anybody for anything. I didn't have to go and borrow anything. But God had a lamb in the bush. God had somebody else that was willing to do his will. And that person began to come to the house and knock on the door. Glory to God. But by the time I got to the door, the person was gone. I never saw who the person was, but I believe I know who it was, but I'd never seen him. But when I got to the door, there was a grocery bag sitting on the step. There was food in the bag.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God, along with the dishes to prepare the food. I tell you, that's the kind of God we serve. He's a mighty God. He's a great God, and he's a good God. He is a provider. And glory to God, that's what he did for me and my family. He provided so we don't have to let famine stop us from serving the Lord. The Lord is good. He is so worthy. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Gonna let nakedness, because you don't have clothes, glory to God, or pearl, or sword, nay, none of these things. We shouldn't let any of these things stop us from serving the Lord, because God has been so good and so grateful to us as the people of God. And the 36th verse said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter all day long. God's elect is accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Satan is waiting day by day. He wants the people of God to give up. He wants the people of God to be left behind. Glory to God, but we are holding on that great salvation that the Lord foreordained from the beginning of the world, from the beginning of time. The grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying worldly lust, glory to God, we should live godly and soberly and righteous before the Lord our God. Have mercy on the people that don't want to live right. I tell you, some people refuse to do what's right. They refuse to hear the word of God. Sometimes they're in our homes, and sometimes they're on our jobs. Sometimes they're on the street, and you tell them about Jesus, but they don't want no parts of this great salvation that God has given. Glory to God. They ignore the grace of God, and they go on about their business as though they are living in heaven down here. In that great day, it's going to be a terrible time. Hallelujah. The moon is going to drip away in blood. The sun is going to refuse to shine. And in that day, they'll be running to the rocks, and the rocks is going to cry out, no hiding place down here. But the people of God, God's elect, the ones whom God has saved, I believe that the Lord will take us through every test and every trial, everything that come upon us to cause us to give up. God, he has his own elect, and because iniquity is abounding and the love of many is waxing cold everywhere, hatred everywhere, you can't even live in your house. Lord, have mercy. You can't even go to the store. People hating. Glory to God, because of the skin color. Don't want you to live next door to them. Don't want you on the job with them. Glory to God, they feel like they own the world. But no, this world belongs to the Lord. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, it all belongs to God. He said, a cattle upon 1,000 hills is mine. And if I was hungry, I wouldn't even tell you. He wouldn't have to tell us, because the world and they that dwell therein belong unto him. He made it. Glory to God.
Yes.
But I tell you, we're living in terrible times, and men don't want to mend their ways. But for the next day, the Lord is going to shorten the days that we might be saved. His very elect can be saved. Glory to God. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for his word. I tell you, we are living in trying times. The Bible says, Psalm 44 and verse 22, it says, yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. We are killed all the day long. We go through tests and trials every day, all day long. Satan constantly trying us, wanting us to make a mistake or do the wrong thing. Every day he's enticing us to do something wrong. But the grace of God is what's keeping us.
Amen.
And because we are
Lord.
God's elect, he's making a way of escape that we
may be
able to bear it. Glory to God. He said, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common unto man. But the Lord will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Glory to God. We can bear it with the help of the Lord. We can go through. We can bear our burden. Let's go to Hebrews the 7th chapter and verse 25, it says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Glory to God. God is able. He's able also to save them to the uttermost. Those that are in the world, God, he's able to save them if they will just give their life to the Lord, if they will just their way of living, living a carnal life. God is able to save them to the uttermost, to the farthest point. God is able to save them. And I believe his word. I've taken that his word. Also, in Hebrews, the 9th chapter, and the 24th verse, said, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands. The place that Christ entered into was not made with natural hands. Glory to God, which are the figures of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. See, he has entered heaven, and now to appear in the presence of God for us. He did this for us. He gave his life, and he is now entered into heaven. And glory to God, now to appear in the presence of God himself for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest enters into the holy place every year with blood of others. Now he did this. The priests, they did this every day. They would, every place, they would go into the holiest of holies, and they would offer blood. They did this yearly, every year. This is what the priest did. But Jesus has entered in to the holy place, glory to God, which is in heaven with his Father. And he did this once. He doesn't have to do it again. But he shed his own blood for sinners and wretches like you and I. So I'm thankful unto the Lord, persuaded that the Lord my God is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Even though I'm being tried, I believe God is able to keep that which we have committed unto him. Glory to God. The 37th verse says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. I am persuaded that nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Glory to God. After all of these things, I am convinced that God is able to keep me through death. When death come into your home, when death come into your life, I'm persuaded that he's able to keep me. Even if the angels come down with another word, I believe my God will keep me. Glory to God. No principalities shall be able to change my mind, nor angels, nor powers. All the powers of the world, I'm persuaded that my God is able to keep us falling. Glory to God. My trust is in the Lord. He's the only one that can take us through. It is all by the grace of God is nothing that we ourselves have done, but it's the mercy of God and the grace of God that foreordained our salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And if we just hold fast to that which we have, I believe God will cause us to be caught up in that great day, to meet the Lord in the air. That's what we are looking for. We are looking to the Lord. Our hope is in God. Our trust is in God and in his word, because his word cannot fail us. And God is our hope. He is our help. He will help us to go through our tests. He'll help us to get through our trials. But we got to remember that God already ordained this from the beginning of time, that we, as the people of God and God's elect, should receive salvation through the grace of God. So we thank God for his word on tonight. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to lead us in the closing prayer. Praise the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, my Father. We thank you for the messenger, Lord. We ask you to look down on us with compassion, my God. Have mercy upon our souls. Forgive our sins, Lord. Blot out our transgressions, God. Help us to stand, Lord. Help us to hold on, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able, God. Oh, my God, touch us tonight, Lord. We need a touch from you, God.
Yes.
In
Lord,
the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to be persuaded in our minds, my God. In the name of Jesus. Help us, my God, to hold on to what we have, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we're being tempted and tried on every side, my God.
Yes.
You're able to help us to stand.
You're able,
Lord.
Help
us to hold out, my God. In the name of Jesus. Save our unsaved families, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Save in our homes, Lord. Save on the job, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able, God. Open ways and open doors for thine people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, deliver the bound, Lord. Set the captive free, my God. Oh, Lord, look on the incarcerated, God. Touch right now, Lord. Look on James Harris, my God. James Carson in a special way, Lord. I know you're able, God. Save him, Lord. Bring him out all right, God. I know you're able, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. Look on the prayer list, God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Those that are stricken with COVID, Lord. Oh, God, touch right now. Save,
Lord.
Heal, my God. Deliver, Lord. Bring them home from the hospital, Lord. You can do it, my God.
Yes,
on the speaker of the hour, my God. Continue to anoint it to do your will, my God. Touch
Lord
your body, Lord Jesus.
Lord
oh,
Jesus.
Father, fix it, Lord Jesus. You know all about it, God. Look on my grandfather.
Yes.
Touch his body, Lord.
Right now, Lord
Samuel Anderson, my dad, God. Touch him right now, Lord.
Touch
his wife, God. Touch, Lord. I know you're able, God. Save him, God. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done, Lord. Have your eternal way, Lord. Save our children, God. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done and have your eternal way, Lord. Continue to bless this broadcast, my God. Oh, Father, save souls, my God. Save the listeners, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to let your word go out, Lord. Let it have free course,
yes,
God.
Lord,
let it save, heal, and prick unto repentance. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. These and all things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I tell you, the Lord is good and he's merciful.
Amen.
We thank God for that closing prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia.
Amen.
Let's remember to pray for these souls. They need our help. I'm telling you, some of them are in serious situations, and it's going to take God to bring them out. Lord, have mercy. I know he's a merciful God, and I know he can do it. So let's continue to pray for them and all who's on the prayer list, and not just those on the prayer list, but those who are listening out there in radio land. And we want to say also, too, that if you have a special prayer petition, you can call in and we could pray for you right on the line. You don't have to tell us your condition, but you can call in and let us know you need prayer, and we will go in prayer right then and there, because we know that God is a prayer-answering God, and we know that he is a healer, and he can work things out. He can work it out in your favor. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast, for the prayer, for everything that has been said and done. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast over to Evangelist Amin, that she might have remarks, and any other minister that's on the line, you may also have remarked. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I truly enjoyed this inspiring, powerful message coming to us on tonight from the Lord. And I thank God for the word of God. It was so encouraging and a very important and timely message, something for us to consider. If we think about how God foreordained our salvation, not that we deserved it, but because of his grace, we have this great salvation. I tell you, God is such a loving God. He's a God of mercy. He's so great and powerful that he would look down on someone like us. We're sinners and wretches, undone, to have mercy on us and to give us his grace. Oh, what a blessing it is. You should really be thankful for what the Lord has done. Be thankful for his grace. Hallelujah. I thank God this word has moved my heart, has touched my heart. And just, we have to make up our mind that we're going to be persuaded not to let anything or anyone get in the way of the love that God has bestowed upon us. This love, we don't want to be separated from this love because of somebody in the home or somebody on our job or some kind of a natural thing, a house, cars, or whatever. Don't let any of these things get in the way of your love and God's love toward you. Don't let this love that God has given you wax cold. Because the evangelist, she really preached, and she brought out so many beautiful points, and we should take note. We should really think on what we heard tonight. The love of many has already waxed cold, and there are some who had this love, and now there's being threatened to wax cold. But don't let your love wax cold. Just focus on the salvation of the Lord. And I truly thank the Lord for the word of God. I thank God for the gospel truth broadcast for all who are listening. And I want to encourage you to continue to take the word of God in, continue to listen in to the word and apply it to your life daily and live by it. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord. I could say a whole lot more, but I just thank the Lord. The word has already been preached, and let us just take it in. At this time, turn the broadcast back over to Evangelist May, or if someone else has other remarks, you may do so at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think after the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, speaking of how God ordained our salvation, and talking about the grace of God, and I thank God for this grace that God gave us. And it wasn't an afterthought, something he thought about after we were, you know, here and in sin and things, but he foreordained our salvation. And just, you know, how can we allow the things of this world to separate us from the love of God? He gave us so much, and we owe him too much to forsake his grace. That unmerited, he didn't even deserve it. But while we were, he commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, he died for us while we were ungodly. That's a great, that's a great God. That's grace right there.
Amen.
I thank God for the word of Anna Maybell. I thank God for the anointing. You keep on preaching the word of God. Keep on doing the will of God. Thank God also for the prayer coming through Emmanuel, Cynthia, excuse me. Thank God for his touch. Permission of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks. Any other remarks? I also thank God for that prayer and for that touch.
Amen.
Amen.
This time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the broadcast and for the word of God. For you, Thanis Khadija, Thanis Cynthia, and all who is on the line. And we thank the Lord for everyone that is listening in on this broadcast. We pray that you've been blessed, and we look to be back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. So you can tune in with us once again, 7 p.m. Sunday night. If that's it, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we say God bless you and good night.